Today on Gardening in a Minute, gopher tortoises. Gopher tortoises have been around for millions of years, but are now a threatened species in Florida and several other states. A big issue is that human development keeps encroaching on their native habitats. Scientists believe that gopher tortoises deserve protection since they play an important role in many Florida ecosystems. They dig deep burrows that are also used by other animals, like indigo snakes, foxes, and burrowing owls. The tortoises also graze on low-growing plants and help spread their seeds. If you have a gopher tortoise on your property, keep pets or children away from its burrow. Try adding tortoise-friendly plants that it can eat. And finally, avoid mowing, digging, or driving over the ground within 25 feet of its burrow. For more information about gopher tortoises and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, alternative mulches. Mulch is any material applied to the soil surface to protect or enhance the landscape. Traditional mulches are made from bark, pine needles, or chipped wood, but alternative mulches are growing in popularity. Some are made out of organic materials like pecan or cocoa bean shells. These mulches are often made from industrial byproducts, so the availability may vary in different parts of the country. Other alternative mulches include plastic pine straw and shredded recycled car tires, which are becoming more available. Gravel, pebbles, and crushed stone are great inorganic mulch options. They're attractive, come in different colors, and are easy to clean with the spray of a hose. Be sure to underlay them with woven ground cloth to keep them on top of the soil. For more information about mulch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard playgrounds. Playgrounds are a staple of many American backyards and come in all shapes and sizes. They allow kids to imagine they're pirates, pretend they're astronauts, or go on a superhero adventure, all from the comfort of home. To plan for an active playground area, select plants that are hardy and can stand up to heavy play. Use a turf grass that can take the wear and tear, or consider a thick layer of mulch for a soft surface. Kids can be entertained for hours on playgrounds, so it's important to provide cover from the sun. Plant shade trees, but select larger trees that won't require frequent pruning. For safety's sake, avoid using plants that are irritating or poisonous, and choose a site that can be seen from inside your home. For more information about playgrounds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, milkweed. Milkweed is a group of plants named for their milky sap. They're an important nectar source for bees and other insects and serve as host plants for certain butterflies. Of the many milkweed species that grow in Florida, two are often used in butterfly gardens. Butterfly weed is a perennial native that attracts queen and monarch butterflies for nectar and larval food. It has orange or yellow flowers that appear in late summer and early fall. Scarlet or tropical milkweed has bunches of orange, yellow, and red tubular flowers. It's a larval food plant for the monarch, queen, and soldier butterflies, and a nectar plant for many others. It blooms during much of the year and reseeds freely. Both plants are sure to attract beautiful butterflies to your garden. For more information about milkweed and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, native plants. Native plants are often a good bet for the Florida gardener. A wide range of native plants could work in your landscape, from vines and ground covers to shrubs, trees, and palms. Many can serve as good sources of food for wildlife. Some popular natives in Florida include beautyberry, muley grass, coontie, and southern magnolia. Any of these sound familiar? You've probably seen them in your neighbor's landscape or your own. You can now find many improved selections of your favorite natives. Ask your local nursery what natives they have for the conditions in your landscape. Remember that natives, like all plants, are more likely to thrive when they're planted in the right place. Use them correctly, and your garden should flourish. For more information about native plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.